My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He is a longtime physician, and he is chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, which makes him a member of the GOP House leadership. He has joined us many, many times over the past couple of years to talk about the latest ups and downs and twists and turns in the whole debate over the president's health care plan. And there was another major bit of news revealed this week by the Congressional Budget Office, and that's that over the next 10 years, starting right now, the price tag will be $1.76 trillion. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. Wonderful to be back with you.
Thank you, sir. Well, the original estimate from the Democrats and even the Congressional Budget Office based on the Democratic math in their plan was that this would cost about $900 billion or so over 10 years starting in 2010. But as you mentioned to us a number of times, that's with revenues covering 10 years in the program, not starting until 2014. What are we seeing here in the intervening years that have basically doubled this price tag?
Well, this is precisely what we had talked about. And you'll remember that the president said it was so important to keep the cost for it under $1 trillion. At the time, I said, I guess it's because he doesn't think $1 trillion is a lot of money. But the fact of the matter is we knew this was going to cost more. And consequently, when the Congressional Budget Office begins to get into the framework of the bill itself, then the price goes up. The increase at this point is probably more related to the recognition that we were concerned about, and that is that so many employers, because there will be an incentive, cost incentive, to move their employees' health coverage from their employer to the exchanges, to the federal or the state exchanges, that drives up the cost for the entire program. In addition to that, the penalty is minimal compared to the cost for health coverage, so that it's cheaper for businesses than to do this. And this was the structure of the program, and you and I and others had talked about it extensively. But this cost is only going to go up. $1.7 trillion is only the new floor. It's not the ceiling. It will continue to rise.
And so, as some have suggested, this 10-year window starts in 2013, and the full freight comes in 2014. So those original estimates on the Republican side of about $2 trillion are looking relatively accurate then?
Exactly. And again, folks need to remember that this was known at the time. The other side, the president and his allies, ignored this and refused to recognize and acknowledge that, in fact, it was going to cost so much more than the president said it would. It was known at the time. Those individuals that voted for it at the time had this information and chose to ignore it. So the American people continue to be opposed to this law because they for a variety of reasons. One is cost. Another major one is that they recognize that this will remove medical decisions, healthcare decisions from patients and families and doctors and move them into the federal government. And nobody wants that to happen.
We're talking with Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. And Congressman, as we mentioned at the outset and always do, you're a longtime physician, so I'm sure you've talked with your former colleagues in the medical profession and as well as patients that you either had or just know in general. What's their anticipation of all this coming into practice in the next couple of years?
Well, when this news story broke earlier this week that the cost was going to be so much more, the folks in my district that I have talked with about it said, well, as if we didn't know. So, I mean, they knew this headline was coming. It was just a matter of when. In terms of my former colleagues as a physician, I spent 20 years taking care of patients, and so I hear from my former medical colleagues all the time about the challenges that they're having. And they continue to say that the input of the federal government into the area of health care and into the practice of medicine has become so overwhelming and burdening so many more of them are considering not continuing to practice or not taking Medicare patients, which is really troubling. Right now, one out of every three physicians in this country limit the number of Medicare patients that they see, and that's because of the rules and the onerous regulations from the federal government. It's not because they've forgotten to take care of how to take care of seniors.
Congressman, we know that when Republicans claimed the House majority heading into 2011, one of the first things you did is repeal the president's health care plan. But, of course, that failed in the Senate. What other avenues do you have, at least under the current circumstances, before we talk about what might happen in November?
Well, we did vote to repeal it, and it's important to reiterate again that the president opposes a repeal and that the Senate has not voted to follow what the American people want, and that is to vote to repeal. I'm oftentimes distressed when I see some polls out there that say, or some questionnaires out there that say, that some significant percent of the American people, 25 to 30%, believe it's already been repealed. So it's important that they know that this law is continues on the books and is being more destructive by the day. What we can do in the meantime is to chip away at it. The Independent Payment Advisory Board, which we've talked about, is a board of 15 individuals, bureaucrats appointed by the president, who will have the sole power to deny payment for services in Medicare. And this was part of the bill, part of the president's bill, and we're going to vote in the House, I believe, next week to repeal this portion, because this is the denial of care board, or the rationing board, as many have called it, part of the legislation. That's going to be a bipartisan vote, and we hope that the Senate will take it up, because, again, this law and this bill becomes more unpopular as every day passes.
Congressman, I want to get your thoughts on the mindset of most of the members that you conference with among the House Republicans, because some conservatives out there are a little bit worried that if Republicans are actually in the position after the 2012 elections to repeal this, they're worried about some of the comments from folks like former Senator Norm Coleman and now Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, who's a little bit worried about what some programs of the president's plan, how they'd be affected if the funding were suddenly cut off and the whole thing were to be repealed. Others question, when Mitt Romney says repeal, whether it really means waivers. How committed are Republicans to actually scrubbing this whole thing out?
Absolutely committed, and we won't rest until the whole thing is repealed. And as a physician, I can tell you that there are wonderful, positive solutions to the challenges that we face in health care that don't require putting the federal government in charge. I recognize that the status quo is unacceptable. The system isn't working right now, but that doesn't mean you have to put the federal government in charge of it. My bill, H.R. 3000, is a bill that I worked on with tens of individuals in the House of Representatives that is a comprehensive piece of legislation that makes it so that individuals can get health coverage, that solves the insurance challenges of portability and pre-existing illnesses and injuries, and addresses the lawsuit abuse issues that are so rife across the country, and does so without putting the federal government in charge of a thing. So we can fix these challenges that we have and solve them in very positive ways with what I call patient-centered health care, which to me means that patients and families and doctors are making medical decisions and not the federal government.
Does that mean then that if you're in a position to repeal this, that you'll likely do it with a plan such as yours to replace it immediately, or would it be more of a multi-step process?
Well, it all depends on the timing, and the Supreme Court, as you know, may force our hand on this. They're going to rule sometime later this spring or early summer on whether or not it's constitutional, and we may be forced to act sooner rather than later. I believe, however, that there are, these wonderful positive solutions, and we're trying to encourage our colleagues to recognize that if it's either ruled unconstitutional by the federal government, or when we vote to repeal it and have it signed by a receptive president, that there's going to be a vacuum, there's going to be a void, and that needs to be filled, and especially in the insurance arena, because you can't have folks that aren't able to find insurance in the individual market, and there are wonderful ways to solve that. We just need to do it.
Last question before we let you go, sir. Back in the summer of 2010 with the town hall meetings, and I guess even 2009, really, when they started even before the final vote happened, you could see the backlash to this from a lot of concerned citizens, and it was obviously a major factor in 2010. Since then, a little bit of time has elapsed. You've got issues like gas prices and the general economic condition that seem to be driving voters' preferences right now. How fired up are your constituents about this issue still, and how big of an issue do you think it'll be come November?
Well, the economy and jobs has clearly taken over number one as the issue of greatest concern by folks across this great country. I believe, however, that health care is just beneath that surface, and once the Supreme Court rules, regardless of what it does, it will re-energize folks. And as they continue to get these increased premium bills for their health insurance and their health coverage, the anger is going to continue to rise, and I think it will be a real focus on the election as we move toward November.
Well, we'll be following all the different steps along the way, as always. Congressman, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thanks. Take care now.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th congressional district. He's a longtime physician, and he is GOP House Policy Committee Chairman, making him a member of the House Republican leadership. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.